Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Stoppin' Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. So, Anthony, where were you when you found out about the Desmond Bane trade?
Is this Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday morning.
I was actually on my way to my flag football game.
Okay. What was your reaction to the trade?
So I didn't see all of the details until later, I guess later that evening. But I was surprised that, you know, he was getting traded and that the Magic were, you know, was the team he was like headed to. I thought sort of kind of what the Grizzlies had.
Too much. What was your reaction to the amount that was going back to Orlando or from Orlando to Memphis?
Insane.
Yeah. Insane. That was my first thought too. The more I've thought about it, the more I kind of get it. And part of that is we have Tim Bontemps coming up at 5:00. Truth be told, I talked to Tim earlier today, so that just was better with his schedule. So Tim was able to talk me into it, which will, if you're listening to the interview, will become quite obvious as you hear Tim's explanation. But I was sitting on my couch, like having a lazy morning, playing some PlayStation, and you know. Thing goes off. Oh, Shams alert. Trade. What? How many? Immediately sends off to the group chat. Guys, did you know Desmond Bane is worth 5 first round picks and 2 rotation players? Ultimately, the return for Desmond Bane, if you did miss it over the weekend, the Grizzlies guard who shot 41% from 3 last year, very, very good player, although never named an all-star. Probably been on the verge of that a couple times when Memphis was really good a couple years ago. But 4 unprotected first-round picks. Cole Anthony, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and a pick swap. So essentially 5 first-rounders, potentially 5 first-rounders, and 2 players who played real minutes for them last year. The thing is, though, KCP did not have a good year, and his contract is... significant. So in some ways, it's a salary dump of KCP along with the acquisition for Bane. So you give up something to also unload KCP. It just so happens that it helps make the money work in the trade. Anthony is a expiring deal that they were probably going to trade this summer, in part because he's a good player with really high variance. Some days he's really, really good. And some days you're like, dude, what are we doing? But he's on an expiring deal. That's the contract that had to make the money work. So it's the two teams are dealing, and they have to be fairly close on the salary going back and forth this upcoming season. So it kind of works out that he's in it. If you think of it that way, of like this is really closer to 3 first-round picks plus an extra one to unload KCP, then it starts to make a little more sense. Because the idea that you trade 3 first-round picks for Desmond Bane is definitely rich on the idea that he has never been an all-star, right? 3 first-round picks a couple years ago for Pascal Siakam, which is right now everyone's like, that was a great trade for Indiana. That at least Pascal was an all-star. Like Pascal was an all-star pretty consistently. So Pascal Siakam from, let's say, 2018 to 2022 or, you know, even 2024, better player than Desmond Bane has been in his career. But Bane is exactly what Orlando needs. A guy who's going to come in to one of the better defensive teams in the league last year, continue to play great defense, and they were the worst three-point shooting team in the league. And here's a guy who shoots it at 41%. He's been around, a really, really high-level winner. With that Memphis team a couple years ago, he was a huge part of with Ja and Triple J. That ran its course, and we'll see what else, you know, Bontemps and others reporting that there's not really anything else that's probably going to happen in Memphis, but who knows? Apparently teams are sniffing around on Triple J, and I'm sure teams are sniffing around on Morant as well, seeing if he wants a fresh start and wants to get out of Memphis. But I actually kind of get it for Orlando. And while the price is really, really steep, and we went last year through these kinds of trades and how often they don't work when Mikal Bridges was traded from New York, I do understand it from Orlando's standpoint. Would I want to give up less? Of course. Even if I say, hey, these picks are top 10 protected, which I'm hoping to then give them for first-round picks, because I have a long competitive window with Paolo Banchero as one of the five best players in the league, which he looks like he could be on track to be. But it's a lot, man, for a guy that's never made an all-star team. And even if he's the perfect fit for you, or he better be the perfect fit for you, because if not, you've just locked yourself into mediocrity, which is the worst place you can be in the entire league.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, well, you talk about fit. And we've seen, you know, Alex Caruso get traded last offseason. We've seen Drew Holiday get traded two offseasons ago. So when you talk about fit, you need somebody, you know, who's going to be able to gel in, be that third option. They already have Paolo. They have Franz Wagner. Jalen Suggs is, you know, another cornerstone piece that they have. So if they can get Desmond Bane to go in there and, you know, be their second or third option and shoot the ball consistently as he's done, you know, the past 3-4 years, I think this is, you know, a trade situation where it could be as valuable as those, you know, role players that we've been seeing, you know, be on championship teams the last couple of years.
And that's the thing, right, is how much is one of those guys work? And I actually, I'm sure this is something I'll talk about a lot on the show moving forward, because I think I really, really like the concept. You hear about team chemistry a lot, but there's a different word that some in the league and some people around basketball throw around, which is alchemy. And I literally read this section of a book last night. So this is probably some recency bias, but I think it's a really cool concept that goes to exactly what you were just talking about. Alchemy, like chemistry is like, hey, we have all these things. They come together. How do they work? Do they blow up or do they not? Alchemy is we take these things that exist as they are now and we create something new. And the new thing is better than the old thing. And so if you think about, you know, I'm trying to think of a really great piece. You take, what's his name? Derek White. Right, Derek White's a really good player. Really good player. But if he's in San Antonio, like bopping around, you're like, this guy's good, but like, I don't know. Like how good is he? You put him in Boston and you're like, oh my God, he's the key to a championship. Like what he does to everyone else changes everyone else. Same thing with Drew Holiday. I think you could make this argument about him specifically in Milwaukee with what he brought to that team, right? So there's these certain pieces and these certain, you know, amalgamations of pieces that, you know, it affects everyone else. And the thing that, and basically like the really good line, I got to go back and like, I need to screenshot this page because there was the way that the author wrote it was so good. But it's basically like, I can't be me without this best version of me without you. Right. And I think that's what the Magic are counting on with Bane is like, here's a guy that's really good. On his own, on any team in the NBA, he's going to shoot 40%. He's going to play tough defense. But if we surround him with the guys that we have here, that we have all these cutters and these drivers, and we can let him kind of uniquely sit in that role, what that does for him, and I think more importantly, like a guy like Paolo, all of a sudden having a shooter like Bane around him, says, we're going to go from a first-round team to a conference finals team. Because that one piece is such a perfect fit and will elevate everything we do that we completely change who we are. Which is not a bad thing. They're good, but they need to be better than what they are right now if they're going to get where they want to go.
Yeah, and we've seen, you know, Bane, you know, average 20. And, you know, so I think from that alone, getting more scoring, getting more shooting, and then you also get some experience, like, because he's been to the playoffs. Granted, this season he didn't have all that good of a playoffs against the Thunder. But, again, just putting it all together, I think this could be, you know, something special that they brought down there. Because, again, they're young as hell, Craig. So that's also why I think they don't mind moving off these first-round picks. Because, again, they're already young. They want to develop some of the guys that they already have in the little bullpen.
They've got the young guys. They've got the star in Banchero. Like, they've got all the pieces. Now it's about getting the right, exact, curated final pieces. And those, like, they can't wait for a guy to come in the draft. So what's a 2028 first-round pick to them? What's a 2029 first-round pick to them? Like, that's the thing, is like those guys aren't going to help them win in the Banchero window. And so now they're willing to sacrifice that and say, whatever happens post-Banchero, we'll figure out post-Banchero. But right now, either we're going to win or this isn't going to work. And at that point, you trade Banchero, and that's how you get your assets back for the post-Banchero window. Obviously, they're not thinking about that right now. All right, when we get back, weekend in review, right? We've changed around a million things in this show. I think it's a game of what else happened this weekend. Next here on the Hoffman Show, but first a look at what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.